Welcome to Meditating on Self-Love Podcast, the place for those on the road to self-acceptance, all about self-love and affirming your God-given power. I'm your host, Yael Rose. Stay tuned. Greetings, everyone. Welcome all my new and old listeners to the Season 5, Episode 6 of Meditating on Self-Love Podcast. Welcome back to our cozy corner of the podcast world. I'm your host, Yael Rose. This season, we have more of the affirmations and meditations that help you throughout your self-love journey and finding faith in yourself through God's love. Before we get started in today's episode, let's take the time to share and rate this podcast. I thank you for doing so. Welcome to this episode of Affirmations for Professional Growth. This was a listener's request, and I love honoring our community. Now, we all have various professional and personal growth goals or missions, so whether you're looking to grow in your current field, pivot to a new area, or be at the top of your current position, I'm here to motivate you and say, I believe in you and you can do it. In this episode, you will experience affirmations, journal writing prompts, and here are some everyday tips you can come back to motivate yourself. Starting with seeing every day as an opportunity to never stop learning. Stay current with industry trends, acquire new skills, and seek out knowledge. Consider taking online classes, attending workshops, or reading industry-relevant books. The more you learn, the more you can contribute to your field. Find ways to make connections or discover more about your industry by making connections both online and offline. Maybe attend conferences or join industry associations. Also, set clear, achievable professional goals. These goals will serve as a roadmap for your career growth and keep you motivated and focused. This is a time also to incorporate prayer. Ask God for clarity in where you should put your attention and focus. And throughout this process, be open to receiving feedback, both positive and constructive. Use it as a tool for self-improvement. The professional world is constantly changing, so it's essential to adapt and innovate. Embrace change. Be open to new ideas and look for opportunities to improve processes or products. Your ability to innovate can set you apart in your field. When you are growing in anything professionally or personally, there is always a sense that you need to focus and prioritize your time wisely. The idea of stewardship comes to mind, which is something we explored a couple of months back. And for whoever needs to hear this, do not feel bad for taking the time to prioritize your health and healing while seeking professional growth. And while you're taking the initiative to grow professionally, this requires energy. I've found myself figuring out ways to pace myself throughout the day while maintaining balanced energy naturally. Something that I'm trying now is a little drink called Magic Mind, and it has helped me to get a lot of tasks completed throughout the day without feeling jittery and way less of a crash compared to when I drink coffee. It also has matcha and ashwagandha, which I love, and even lion's mane mushroom, which is a nootropic and adaptogen that reduces anxiety and inflammation while supporting cognition. If you're like me and want to get tasks done, be it professional or personal, while maintaining balanced energy, I definitely recommend you try this. You can get it at magicmind.com/yaros, and with code YAROS20, you also get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off your one-time purchase. That's YAROS20, YAROSE20, for 56% off. It also works if you're already a subscriber. You save on your next subscription payment. I actually shared Magic Mind with my family, and they've been feeling the benefits, especially from the immunity-boosting properties like vitamin C, D, and echinacea. So it's magicmind.com/yaros with discount code YAROS20, that's YAROSE20, for up to 56% off your subscription. I'd get the 30-pack if I was you. It's the best value. Now, when we come back, we will experience some powerful affirmations to boost your professional growth and journal writing prompts you won't want to miss. Stay tuned. I'm so grateful to have this platform to grow alongside you on your self-love journey. And for moments when I need inspiration, my go-to is the prayer book, Dear Father God, a collection of morning and night prayers. And I want to extend this prayer book to you. Find a quiet place to relax. I will present each affirmation with time in between to meditate or journal. I am committed to my personal development and continuous learning. Committed to personal development and continuous learning. Thank you. skilled and capable, both professionally and personally. I am skilled and capable, both professionally and personally. I build strong, meaningful connections in my industry. I build strong, meaningful connections in my industry. I set clear, achievable goals for my career. I set achievable goals for my career. Thank you. I welcome feedback as a catalyst for improvement. I welcome feedback as a catalyst for improvement. I am adaptable and embrace change as an opportunity. I am adaptable and embrace change as an opportunity. I am an innovative thinker, always seeking new solutions. I am an innovative thinker, always seeking new solutions. Lastly, I have faith that God will open up new professional doors for me. I have faith that God will open up new professional doors for me. You can stay here for a few more moments, affirming your professional growth on your self-love journey. Be well. Thank you for being a listener. This season, if you've taken the quiz, read the book, and listened to the podcast, and still have specific questions, you can always email me. And if we both agree coaching is needed, I can make this available to you. Just as a reminder, we have the 5 Stages of Self-Love book available on Amazon right now. Now stick around for a journal writing prompt you won't want to miss. Thank you for sticking around for this week's journal writing prompt. As always, support this podcast by sharing, writing reviews, or getting your copy of the books for yourself or someone else. Here's today's journal writing prompt. Answer. Think about a recent challenge you faced in your career. How did you overcome it? And what did you learn from the experience? How has this challenge contributed to your professional growth? Write about your insights and the steps you can take to continue growing in your career. Remember, like self-love, professional growth is a continuous journey, And these tips, affirmations, and journal writing prompts can be your guiding light along the way. Happy journaling.
Thank you.
tuning in to this season 5 episode of Meditating on Self-Love podcast. There are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, and I appreciate you listening. Please support this podcast by sharing it, liking, and leaving a review. Take the 5 stages of self-love quiz on my website and get the 5 stages of self-love book available on Amazon right now. You can support via Cash App, follow me on social media, and share episode requests. For all advice, coaching, sponsorships, and other inquiries, email me at hello@iamyourrose.com. All the links are down in the description. And until next time, I'm currently meditating on self-love. Have a good one.